It's the Michael Mara Show.
Would you look at Priscilla Presley? She looks 15.
Well, that's not Priscilla Presley. That's Joan Van Ark. They must all go to the same doctor. You got a little PS. What would you do?
I do whatever Nicole Kidman does. She's had that same expression for years. Gorge.
Yeah.
Now that's Priscilla Presley.
No, it's not. That's Bruce Jenner.
Rob is playing gay music.
This is sexy music, Mike.
I'm talking about Rob's P-Wack.
Relax.
Playing music that is very gay.
You know what I would say if I met this musical artist?
What's that?
Hi, Benson.
It's George Benson.
That's right.
No scat. Go to the phones right now. Hello, who's this?
This is Andy.
Andy, is that your last name I see on my screen here? Is your last name Izquierdo?
That's pretty close. It's a killer.
Is your name I'm IZ? Well, this is the way Joe wrote it.
Uh-huh.
Andy Izquierdo.
Izquierdo. So close.
Gazoon right.
So that would is it Izquierdo?
Yeah, it means left in Spanish.
Okay, Andy Izquierdo. Guess what? I got new news for you. You get an RIP pass to the first annual Boo Bash next Friday night, October 31st at Fast Eddie's. The RIP passes, they have just explained them to me, which is good for you, Andy. You don't have to wait in line. You get there, you get right into the joint, and we're going to have our special VIP section for our RIP winners in there. That's going to confuse me as time goes on.
Be sure confusing that night as well.
Yeah, the bottom line is you'll be a very important person all night long at the Boo Bash. So
really, really
what
important.
Will you be dressed as, Andy?
You know, I might steal your canine idea.
You like the vampire?
Get him a little sharp. And I never do anything for Halloween, so this is most certainly a step up.
Oh, good. All right. Well, then you can hang with me because I'm just going to have the special teeth. And I really want to follow up on that. We'll see you at the party, okay, Andy?
That sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, queer doe.
Andy is queer bait.
Yes.
That's what we have.
Weirdo.
Hey, we do have to get to the Hollywood Buzz here. I want to give Buzz a good section of time, but before we do that, I wanted to ask all of you gentlemen, Saturday night, did you happen to see Ms. Palin on Saturday Night Live?
I thought it was pretty good.
You did?
I did.
I did. I enjoyed it. I was entertained by
it. You know what? I thought it was, content-wise, one of the better episodes of Saturday Night Live I'd seen in years, the way through.
I thought it was fine.
It was fine.
Yeah.
One little problem.
Mm.
Do you think, and this really goes more towards supporters of Sarah Palin,
okay.
Right? Did she come across, and the way I wrote it here was, I said, the Saturday Night Live segment, getting the joke or looking lightweight? That was the question. Mm. I thought in the beginning segment,
yes,
completely with the joke.
Yes.
I mean, bringing Alec Baldwin, a known
that was great.
Left-winger yeah. yes. out there with Sarah Palin,
awesome.
I thought it was fracturingly funny.
Mm-hmm.
I got over the fact that, you know, Lorne Michaels, shocker, mm-hmm. has to be on camera with her.
Don't you think by now?
Because he's such an egomaniac.
Don't you think by now he should be a little better with the punchlines? He's been on TV for 35 years.
Look, I don't know the man personally, so I really base this all on just looking at him. Yeah, Dr. Evil.
He is Dr. Evil.
I really think, and I thought she looked great on that. And then when they brought her out on the Weekend Update set, I thought she looked lightweight because obviously she wasn't doing anything
right.
to participate in the joke. And that's been her whole MO. Almost to the point where watching her during that segment, I said, you know, obviously the people that are on Saturday Night Live perhaps have a left of center agenda.
Course, of course they do.
You know, you would say that's probably where they come from.
Most of showbiz does.
Most of showbiz does.
I made that clear.
And I said, boy, that made her look like, once again, she's not making her own decisions. She just came onto the set and said, okay, we're going to do a whole thing, and the whole bit is you're not going to do anything.
How about this?
I thought she looked lightweight on that.
Help the campaign, hurt the campaign, none of the above. What do you think? Help, hurt, or none of the above?
I think help, but not enough.
I think hurt, believe it or not,
really?
In the second set.
I think none of the above.
Most of America, probably, I'm going to say none of the above because most of America saw the first segment.
Right.
And I don't think she hurt herself with that. But if you got deep into it,
right.
We have the whole thing. I mean, it's there's an awful lot of it.
We can play like snippets of it.
Yeah, give me a snippet of the first one, Rob, which is cut number three with Alec Baldwin, which I really thought was well done.
That was the best
one.
Don't you think that Palin would have been better served? Now, I'm not as bothered by the news segment as you, because I think that it was funny that she allowed herself to be a part of it.
Yeah, but I also thought, really? I mean, you listen, when you're going to do that, if you get the joke and you're going to be part of the joke,
you play along.
You play along, but you also you make the joke. You take ownership of it.
Right.
That's true. What I'm looking for, and I don't think she did in that segment.
She would have been better served, in your opinion, then if she had just done the first segment and gone home.
Absolutely.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, not that the other thing wasn't funny, but it was just
they could have done it without her.
She didn't need to be there.
Right. No.
All right. Let's listen. This is the opening of Saturday Night Live with Alec Baldwin and Sarah Palin.
Hey, Lauren. Hey, Tina.
Well written, this word.
Yeah,
well written.
Lauren, I need to talk to you. You can't let Tina go out there with that woman. She goes against everything we stand for. I mean, good Lord, Lauren. They call her, what's that name they call her? Cara, what do they call her again, Tina?
That'd be Caribou Barbie.
Caribou Barbie.
Perfect.
Thank you, Tina. I mean, this is the most important election in our nation's history, and you want her, our Tina, to go out there and stand there with that horrible woman? What do you have to say for yourself?
Alec, this is Governor Palin.
Hi there.
I see. Forgive me, but I feel I must say this. You are way hotter in person.
He is so good.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, seriously. I mean, I can't believe they let her, you know, play you.
Yeah. Thank you. And I must say, your brother Stephen is my favorite Baldwin brother.
You are a delight. Now, come, let me take you for a tour of the studio. You know, I've hosted the show how many times, Lauren?
175.
That really, and that, there's nothing wrong with that segment at all.
Not a bit.
Now, when she comes out with the Palin rap, is what do we have? We have like four different cuts here.
Okay, the Palin rap is when it's the setup, and then what Amy Poehler does the rap.
Okay, just right.
We can pass on that. Here's her cold open when she came out to the podium.
Yes, this is big.
To take any of your questions, but I do want to take this opportunity to say live from New York, it's Saturday night.
I think the fact that she participated in the news thing, I think it's strong.
We'll see what happens.
She was a part of, because what that says to, I think, middle America, they attached everything that they can to attack her on, at least without getting into the real politics of
right.
it. Her hunting, her shooting,
right.
her husband. And she was right there for it and even dancing along with it. No, I'm no fan of the woman, but I think it was well played, and I think it's going to help them, but not enough.
We'll see what happens. I thought she didn't participate enough. If she was going to come out there...
She raised the roof.
I thought that looked
like... Don't you want someone in office that can do that?
It looks so light. See, there's my point right there. All right, we got the Hollywood buzz. What's
happening?
Don't
see John McCain doing that.
Here he is, the man, the legend.
Well, the reason Mike and Rob both dressed in black today, Mr. Blackwell has passed away, the fashion icon for the famous and known for his worst dressed list every year, died Sunday from complications from an intestinal infection. Mr. Blackwell was 86 years old.
I'm sure that when he is laid to rest, he will be dressed very well.
I'm sure he will.
He will be missed.
Something that matches pine.
Mm. Any word from the widow, Blackwell?
Richard Sylvan Seltzer, his real name, a legion behind his partner of nearly 60 years, one R.L. Spencer. They were together 60
yes.
years.
Very good.
Well, that's a long marriage.
60 years? 60 years. That
couple
was
good for them.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I bet they had to be sort of quiet about it 60 years ago because it wasn't as accepted.
Absolutely.
Then. Think of that, 1948
Queens.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
World War II Queens.
Oh, yeah, that's back when it was way in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
How about a cigarette with no filter?
Don't tell anyone. Levi Stubbs, the lead singer of the doo-wop group of the Four Tops and the R&B Quartet, also passed away on Friday. He was 72. And Soul Train creator Don Cornelius has been arrested on suspicion of domestic violence at his home in Hollywood Hills. Cornelius, 72, booked and released on $50,000. He's due back in court next month. You're listening to some of the Four Tops in the background.
The arresting officer is named Don Cornelius. The judge, Don Cornelius. He will be held at the Don Cornelius Jail. This has been a Don Cornelius arrest.
One of the most, a comedian made this joke a long time ago. He says, no matter how early or how late or how hungover you are, whenever you get up on Saturday, Soul Train is on.
Soul Train!
And we're thankful for that.
We love that.
Mad Men tell no tales. There may not be any more Mad Men if somebody doesn't cut some deals soon. The popular cult series on AMC about the world of advertising in the early 60s at a crossroads. Producer Lionsgate and network AMC not only have no contract with the creator, they have no deals with the cast either.
Okay.
They had a lot of high hopes for it, obviously.
Well, no, it's on AMC, gentlemen.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't have a chance. I'm sorry. It's on AMC. It's a stupid place to put any television series. It doesn't make any sense.
What I'm saying is that AMC probably didn't have a lot of faith in it if they didn't even get the cast under contract. That's stupid business.
But because AMC is not a real network. Well, I mean, it doesn't make sense. AMC, American Movie Classics.
Right.
Yeah.
Why are they having a television series on in the first place?
Because like HBO, they want to break out of that and have original series
then
of their
change
own.
Change the name of the network. Don't call it American Movie Classics because you're running other programs.
How about call it Mad Men Channel?
HBO, home box office. You can see a series on a box office. Yeah, Showtime, you're seeing a show. Okay. American Movie Classics, you are seeing American Movie Classics. It doesn't work.
And the problem is they really don't show classic movies anymore. I mean, they show a lot of stuff from the 70s.
If you weren't a TV file,
right,
you wouldn't know where the hell this show was. How is anybody going to find this show on a Sunday night?
Well, when my favorite radio show starts talking about it, I tune in and check it out.
That's why we are a public service.
I had to sell the show to my aunt and uncle this weekend, and they said, I've heard of it. Where is it? And they're not like unconnected people, so you're right.
All of a sudden, they're in a panic at Lionsgate and AMC trying to pick this thing up again, and one of their negotiations that'll be tricky is with actor John Hamm, who plays the lead character on the show.
I'm Don Draper.
Don Draper, exactly.
Hi, I'm Don Draper.
He's sort of become a breakout star. In fact, he'll be hosting Saturday Night Live this coming week.
It's that big.
That's what we've just learned.
This is Don Draper.
And it is believed in Hollywood that if he quit Mad Men, or if that show ended right now, he could break out and be the next George Clooney. That's how much faith Hollywood has in this guy.
I'm Don Draper.
Who doesn't love Hamm?
Now, if they don't come up with a contract over at AMC, there's some interest at FX and also HBO in picking up Mad Men.
Yeah, how about HBO?
I think that would be excellent.
How about HBO, so I know? You know, it's real easy. 501. There it is. You know, it's not like, God, between Mad Men on ABC and the Red Sox on TBS,
right? Yeah,
you know, where
happy.
I'm sitting there, I don't know. I haven't memorized the channels.
Here's the next one for you to learn, Mike.
What's that?
256.
What's that one?
Turner Classic Movies.
Yeah, right.
Okay, I live there.
Good luck.
I know you do. Black and white. If it's black and white, it's Rob Spiewak.
So rich looking.
Come on over this weekend. We're watching Birth of a Nation.
In the latest episode of Mad Men, Draper went AWOL in Palm Springs, California with a girl.
La, 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 la.
The girl he just met.
You're supposed to say spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
No.
Tell me when he's done.
This makes me want to watch more.
All right.
As viewers know, Draper is already living what seems to be a double life, and that his real name is Dick Whitman. We understand the next two episodes satisfy our curiosity, and most of the show's loose ends will be tied up when the season ends, in case there aren't any more.
Clear!
That's it. You're clear.
There was no spoiler there, Mike. You could have read that.
20 seconds.
Phone call alert. Hold on a second.
Mike Whitman.
Seth in Leesburg, you're on the show. Hello.
Great town.
Hey, Mr. O'Meara. I got a great show.
Thank you. Thank you for the respectful title. I appreciate that.
I was wanting to comment on Sarah Palin's Saturday Night Live a little bit, if I could.
Go right ahead. Very quick. We got a break for commercials.
Yes, sir. Did you notice at the end of the show that she had on those knee-high,
boots
we used to call in college F-me boots?
Oh, the boots were so sexy. Yes, I did. You know what, Seth? You're a good red-blooded American male, and you get a Mike O'Meara Show t-shirt, you know? Oh, speaking of t-shirts, have you seen the new t-shirt at the store? I really do have to give credit to where credit is deserved here. CK, our program director.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Have you gone to the store?
I've not.
The WJFK.com
store? Well, I haven't started my Christmas shopping yet, so no.
Have you seen the O'Meara 08? It's just like this.
Oh, I have
O'Meara.
Seen that. Yeah.
I'm buying one of those.
Very cool.
Since they don't give us anything for free.
I'll buy one.
Go to the store, our WJFK.com store, and you can just click on MikeO'MearaShow.com, and they'll take you right to it. It looks just like the Obama t-shirt, but it's the same logo, but it's got my name. It's so very cool. I hope they don't sue me.
Do we ever get a discount of any sort? I mean, even CBS's store in New York, we used to get 10% off Survivor stuff. Do we get anything?
Betham, what is the gentleman, the upstanding quality gentleman at Colorworks.
You mean James Warlick at Colorworks?
James at Colorworks. Yes. I think James is a big fan of this station.
I know he is.
And I think if he found a double X now or a triple X?
Oh, let's shoot the wild. Let's say three.
A 3X, a double X, and a ladies petite for Mr. Burbank.
Just a medium. Just
a medium for Buzz.
Guys, regular medium.
Would you guys like to the O'Meara 08s?
Oh, yeah.
They are very nice. I'll give you a regular O'Meara t-shirt, though, okay, for now, Seth, all right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. There, that's the kind of respect I like.
Very nice.
I saw those boots. My God, we got a break. We got a major sort of Hollywood star coming up.
He's a big deal. These stories and more at MikeOMaraShow.com. The D's News our way. Coming up in your final buzz at 6:20 Eastern. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, ladies, get ready. Hottie alert. Hottie alert. We've got a studly man, Grant Show, from the CBS show Swingtown. He was also on Melrose Place. He will join us right after these commercials.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.